not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on. This is not the world every boy and every girl envisioned. From the time we learned, we all were growing up. Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 72.
I'm going to kill Josh.
Why?
Why?
No, just by accident.
We're 4 seconds in and you've already confused me. Speechless. So, hey.
I'll explain it in a minute.
All right.
Why so anyway, I do it this time?
My name's Joel Watson from HijinkandSue.com, joined again by godless sodomite Josh Jeffcoat.
Woohoo!
Eli Luna, I need a name for you.
Bigfoot?
No.
Can we just use wetback? Is that
no? Hang on. What is that?
Strongback.
Minute 9 in, and we've been racist, so that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I threatened to kill Josh.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So
is that a hate crime?
Yes.
It is because you hate him.
Yeah. See, the thing.
Not if it's a crime.
Either
of
passion. Us. Either of us can kill you, and it's probably okay.
It's not. You could hate me as much as you want.
You can't kill either of us.
I'm pretty sure I could kill Eli and Dallas and not have any trouble.
Yeah.
I mean,
you could probably get Alex to help.
There's
like,
probably
cover it
not
up.
A murder in the Dallas court system right now that doesn't involve at least one Eli type.
Wow.
I'm not going to say it.
Wow. That was way more racist than what I said.
If I was going to kill you...
Dishwasher?
Yeah. In order for me to kill Josh and for it to not be a hate crime, I would have to present a folder of evidence for like, no, you don't understand.
The guy's a dick.
First of all, I didn't know he was gay for like 6 years. And this is all the shit he did before that.
Right. No. The only way you're getting away with it is if you actually have a cock in your mouth while you're doing it.
Oh, I have to convert?
Right.
Then it's equal playing field.
Oh, it's like how...
Then it's a crime of passion.
No, it's like how... Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, not mine.
Passion.
I see.
Not my cock.
Oh, that would be an even different kind of crime. There'd be a whole MSNBC special for that.
It's like a men's cologne cock slap. A crime of passion.
A crime of passion. Cock slap for men.
Available.
A crime of passion.
Available this holiday. At Dillard's.
Would they sell that next to Jessica Simpson's perfume?
Yeah.
Cooter. What was it called? Cooter?
Cooter.
Cooter.
Callback.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Like episode 3. Cooter by Jessica Simpson.
No, this...
Cornpone sniz.
This could be the last...
Jessica Simpson.
This could be the last episode for Josh and myself because I brought... In the continuing series...
Are you
series,
actually going to murder him? Or?
In the continuing series of trying new things, and we'll just do this one on the air.
Wait, okay. What are you, okay.
I have no idea what's going on.
I'm terrified. What are you digging up?
Oh, what's happening?
What's in the bag?
What's in the fucking bag?
What is that?
What the fuck is that?
What
Wait.
The, give me that.
Well, I'll let Joel read it.
What
Jews.
The?
Jews.
No, wait, be clear. Flavored. Let's not be racist already.
Not Jews, J-E-W-S. It's J-O-O-S-E.
Or is it
flavored
a
flavored malt? Is this flavored malt liquor?
Yep.
Is it sponsored by ID?
What?
Give me that. Says We ID, sorry. Premium malt, 12% alcohol by volume. Is that a lot?
That's more than beer.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. Do you need glasses, or are you guys just
going to
shine?
No, I'm going to drink this. Give it to me.
Ginseng, taurine. You know what this is? This is that new energy malt liquor, like Four Loko.
Yeah, and here's the great part. And I don't know why Four Loko was brought up.
You're gonna have to say a lot to convince me there's a great part to this.
There was something that I was watching, and they were like, sponsored.
You're gonna have to say like the bottom is fuckable or something.
Okay, no.
Sponsored by Four Loko, and I was like, "What the hell's Four Loko?"
I had never heard of it till we went to Austin last 2 weeks ago, and people were talking about it like it was the UT beverage of choice.
Okay,
so wait, hang on before you
weren't wrong. The thing it says that we ID this actually is ID's logo.
It is right.
Yeah,
so they ripped that off.
It's the font and every that is their logo.
Ooh.
But it says we on top of it.
I bet I know how that happened. I bet they Google image searched. ID and found that.
I guess. I'm totally drinking this now.
Wait, hang on.
Is it video game juice? Wait, is it flavored like video games?
What's it called? Because
so the idea behind this shit and behind, from what I understand,
I'm going to open it.
Go for it.
Wait.
Let's get a sound bite. Oh, that sounds alcoholic.
Ow.
That's manly.
Wait.
Does it smell like piss? It's fruit punch flavored malt liquor. This is bum wine. This is bum wine in a fucking can.
Wine from your bum.
It's both. Wait, every way you can interpret bum wine.
First sip.
Are you drunk yet? Are you homeless?
Wait. What are you doing?
Oh. Are you going to fight over it?
It's a
don't fight over it on my couch.
It's a community thing.
Oh, okay. That's why we're going to kill ourselves drinking.
I see.
Juice.
All right, so I guess I'm officially taking applications for co-hosts now.
It's not good.
And what is that, like a 46-ounce can?
It's 24-ounce can.
That's the size of a leg.
It's a silver bullet, but it's... fruit punch.
Okay, so my just quick initial...
Is it like Hawaiian punch with bum wine in it? Grain alcohol and Hawaiian punch? Are those the ingredients?
So if a hobo ran a marathon,
uh-huh,
and then when you were done, you...
You handed him the cup
you to... grab. No, you grab his sock and you squeeze all that into a cup, that's juice.
Hang on. It's if a hobo was making wine by stomping the grapes, but wearing his socks...
Right.
But then you drank his socks.
Oh, man. Wow. So I went to, on Urban Dictionary, they have juice.
Hang on, Josh just went blind.
Juice is a premium malt beverage.
Hang on. You looked up J-O-O-S-E, right? Because I don't want to know what Urban Dictionary says about Jews.
Right.
Okay.
It's, wait, I read this wrong already. Juice is a drink.
Yeah, it's not a premium malt
beverage. It's a drink. Premium malt beverage.
I'm getting drank.
Okay.
Similar to Sparks, much more...
Stop it
much
with the
more
mic.
Hypey.
Enough.
Energy drink that gets you drunk.
Ugh.
And then the
energy drink that drinks you drunk.
Yeah. And the quote is, "Yo, how can I get faded tonight without chugging Royal Gate?" Wait, drink some
Josh
juice.
Josh is reading the ingredients and he's looking at them like they're speaking to him in a different language.
No. Just here on the front, premium malt beverage with natural flavors, caffeine, ginseng, taurine. Okay.
Right. It's up, down.
And.
Or down, up.
And certified colors.
So, yeah.
Whoa.
What? Like, we're like red. Red's one.
Right.
Maroon's another.
Like roots?
What is that?
Certified
whoa.
Colors.
Oh, is this made by Cross Colors?
Oh, wait, is this
clothing
LeVar,
company from
this
the 90s?
It's LeVar Burton's new drink.
Okay.
That makes sense.
God.
So the only reason I wanted to get this is because when I
the
saw,
look on your face is priceless. Yeah, get a picture of his.
It's here. Tough.
This is going to be the. I just need to get a quick shot of you drinking that, and that'll be the logo for this episode. Yeah, this is it's a phenomenon that I am not. I can't say I'm surprised by, but I am disheartened that there is now. Energy drink liquor.
Energy alcohol. Drink. But it's drink.
God damn it. I updated to OS 4.2 and now my phone can't take a picture until it's gone through every one of my pictures. So we'll do this later.
Oh, god damn it.
So save a sip of it.
No, I should be chugging this. Oh, Eli, I'll do it.
Sure.
Well, the only reason I wanted to get this is for,
that's gonna stink later.
For whatever.
You already do.
For whatever reason, there was a commercial for Four Loko and I was like, what the hell is Four Loko?
Yeah, we were at the. That was good.
Ugh.
You'll get to see that
photo
later.
I was like, what the hell's Four Loko?
Oh, that's nice.
I go to the website to go find out what Four Loko is.
Uh-huh.
This immediately as I go to the website, there's like a little banner that's saying update from the federal drug and whatever.
Not classified as food.
They're like, we are changing the ingredients of this because of like possible death.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, awesome.
Yeah, we talked about that at the reader meetup with Fancy Bastards and Something Positive Readers in Austin. I don't remember how it came up, but people started talking about Four Loko, I guess because it's very popular on the UT campus, because you're in college, so you need to get drunk, but you also
absolutely
sometimes
not.
Need to study,
no.
So you need to get up drunk.
You got to drink some juice.
Yeah, so there's Four Loko, there's a whole line of various energy drink malt liquors, and then there's also downer energy drinks that are not alcoholic. They're like calm
so
you
like,
down drinks.
So like soda.
Josh isn't sharing this with you at all.
I don't
why? No, it's like energy drinks.
He's passed.
It's energy drinks with like melatonin in it that's supposed to make you go to sleep.
Well, you know, The
and those that's drank.
Okay, the way
purple drank, you can buy it. It's called drank and it's purple.
The way I can try to describe this for your terms is like you never even watch a movie when it's like, hey, there's that vehicle that we can siphon gasoline out of.
Yeah. And they spit that one first.
That's what this would be for.
But
you.
It turns out to actually be the septic tank in the RV instead of yeah.
Well, some RVs have a dual septic tank gas tank, mix it all together.
Just smell that.
Yeah.
It's like biodiesel.
Sure. Except without the French fries.
It smells like cheap wine.
Yeah.
It smells like box wine. But not as good.
That's Franzia to you.
And it's Hawaiian punch. I mean, that's exactly Hawaiian punch.
It's fruit punch.
Right. That's Hawaiian punch.
I would imagine the commercial of this is like the giant fruit ball like, oh yeah, boom.
No, there's just a big thud on the wall, and everyone's like, it's Kool-Aid. Wait, what? And then they look out the window, and he's just passed out.
He's just like shattered up against the other side of the wall.
Throwing up the little bit.
He's just throwing up his internal liquids.
They're like, dude, turn him over. That's how Hendrix died.
Don't let him choke on his tongue.
Oh no.
Oh, damn.
No. Oh, not again.
Oh, shit.
Somebody hold my hair.
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, we do this for the listener. Now you know.
I'm appalled.
Celebrate your new year's with...
And educated.
Juice.
I'm going to have to let that sit for a little bit.
I can see why Hitler didn't like the Jews. Because it's bad.
I can't say I blame him.
Yeah, that's
Drinkjuice.com.
That's like...
thanks, Wisconsin.
Well, they are a sponsor. We should point that out. This was provided by corporate Jews headquarters. Wouldn't it be funny if they were owned by Jews?
Okay, really?
And I don't know. It's just...
Oh, I thought you were going to say, really? Could they have that kind of graphic design?
Now, I mean, it's so racist. Horribly.
I guess it is. Oof. It needs a Z in there. J-O-O-Z-Z-E-Z-E-Z.
Damn, one drink of that. God, I got damn. Like major do you guys
need
gas.
Do you need a few minutes to recover?
That's gonna go on for the whole show. Just FYI.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
I'm really happy that you're this welcome. Has happened.
Is this gonna be like? Is this a recurring thing? You're just gonna bring something random?
You know what? I don't mind.
Because you're not drinking it.
Well, I'm immune. And
well, see, I had the day off, so I ate early. It wasn't like.
Oh right.
I was like, I got time.
So you've had about six of these.
Yeah,
he had the other five.
Can you feel your legs or
what legs?
Yeah, do you accidentally have a steak knife in your leg and you're like, whoa, hey, look.
I use sticks to drive here, like
wait, what?
Poking at the pedals.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You left like, at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
No,
I was like,
lady, I drink juice when I'm with you. Sun shines. In your juice.
Yeah. God, that's awful. All right, with that, we're going to be right back. Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast. Those of you that subscribe to The Vault and get the uncut version of the show can hear our nice little GarageBand fuck up there.
Woohoo!
Probably a good fucking 5 or 6 minutes of podcast. So whatever.
GarageBand just ate it. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, I mean, if I really feel like it, I'll go and grab the clean part and put it back in the show. But maybe not. Probably not. You know what this reminds me of? This Jews is, have you watched David Cross's new show? The Increasingly Poor Decisions of Todd Margaret?
I've seen some of it. I've seen the first, like, four episodes.
And there's only, like, six or seven or ten.
I've only seen the first one.
There's, like... 10? There's got to be.
It's pretty good. It's not like it's not his best because obviously Arrested Development. But
yeah, don't expect Arrested Development.
But this is the crux of it. This Juice. He's
what's
hired
it called? Something Wings.
Thunder Muscle.
Thunder Muscle. And it's like a bird, like
it sounds
flexing.
Like a porno move.
Yeah. He's hired by his company. He's just a fucking idiot temp, and he's hired to go run the UK branch, and he just keeps lying. They hire him to sell Thunder Muscle to the UK, and basically everything he encounters when he gets there is like, we don't like energy drinks, we hate energy drinks, go away. You know, and he's the quintessential retarded, stupid American, like, knows nothing about the UK. But it turns out that Thunder Muscle has, like, nuclear properties, and so terrorists start trying to buy it.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, you're spoiling it for me now.
That's just
tiny. No, it really he's not spoiling much because it's really just the all the little in between stuff.
Oh, because, so you can pour that into Mr. Fusion,
sort of,
and then like fly your car away.
Yeah, basically.
Okay,
it's not that bad actually.
Thunder Muscle,
the juice. Yes, you should have some more juice, Eli. Here, drink up, bitch.
Oh man, I'm so gassy now. That show's pretty good.
Just look at it.
It's got
Job. Just play with it.
It's got Job.
Put it in your mouth.
Shut up. Job is his boss.
I told you I feel gay now.
Put that thick cylinder in your mouth.
Hold now, on. Now hand it back.
Yeah, pass it around.
Give it here.
Pass it around. This isn't like puff puff pass. This is sip sip throw up in your mouth.
This is when you're passing around the worst kind of
sip sip pass out.
I guess it's kind of like when you're like some guy brings over weed and he's like, dude, it's so good. And then you smoke it, it's rank. And then,
so this is the... everybody's
kind of like...
This is skunk drank.
I guess. Here you go. Pass it around.
Yeah, you remember that time... You remember that time that the reader sent you all those Australian candies?
Yeah.
And what was that shit that you spread on the...
Vegemite.
Yeah, because I threw that up.
Yeah.
Oi.
Yeah.
I'm thinking... I'm giving serious thought to throwing the rest of that shit.
Do you know
that
we just threw that away about a month ago?
The rest of the Vegemite?
It was in my fridge.
Vegemite?
For over a year.
I shall thrice lay you.
Yeah. So anyway, I do recommend The Increasingly Poor Decisions of Todd Margaret. It's pretty good. It only comes on, I want to say, IFC?
Mm-hmm. Fridays.
And
so no one has ever seen it.
There was only 10.
A lot of people don't know about it.
Well, there was only 10, and it's only got like 2 episodes left. Right. But like at one point, he points to a building and tells the girl that he wants to fuck that he lives there. And she goes... The Houses of Parliament. Well, yeah, I mean, I have like a townhouse of Parliament, but not like it's not a whole house. And she's you live in the houses. Well, yeah, no, come here at 8 o'clock tonight and I'll be in 4G and I'll just, so he has to break into Parliament and like, at no point does he know
what
it is.
It's right. One of those awkward type of shows. It's good though.
It's good stuff. I do want to point out that our theme song is
Rich Hash.
The Future by Spiraling and my good friend Tom Brislin. Check out Tom Brislin, BRISLIN.com, and download his new single for free. And we're also sponsored by Infinistorm, Infinistorm.com/hijinks, virtual private server hosting, .NET app development, web design. And if you would like to sponsor Hijinks and Sue Podcast, please email podcast@hijinksandsue.com. Did everyone, including myself, see Harry Potter this weekend?
Yep.
Harry Potter and the awkward sexual tension.
Dude, fucking side boob.
That was
like
nice.
Crazy Hermione side boob. Mm-hmm.
She,
you know, well, it's legal now, so.
Yeah, oh, sorry, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
She's legal now?
Yeah.
Not interested.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even care anymore.
Right.
Oh, baby.
I bet she still has tiny feet, though.
Oh, Princess Tiny Feet. Yeah, that's, for me, it wasn't like, oh, no, the sexual tension, because it's even more so in the book.
I haven't read the books, so that's why I kind of like looked over at Neeson's and was like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, hey.
What the fuck is going on?
Kind of rubbing
like,
your boner a little
bit. What's happening
There's
here?
This one part in Stephen King's It,
mm-hmm.
when the 6 children are in the sewers, and then the one girl bangs all 5 of the other boys.
Awesome.
Right. That's how Harry Potter ends.
Yeah, it is, actually. What he means is they all read it at the end of Harry Potter.
Hermione instigates the gangbang so that they can overthrow Voldemort.
This one, above all the
others. It makes
sense
if you think about it.
I know. I can't believe they're breaking this into 2 movies and how much they still left out. Like, it completely ignores the entire year at Hogwarts.
Really disjointed. Were they even in Hogwarts at all?
No. They never went to Hogwarts. And Snape was headmaster at Hogwarts.
In the book.
There was the whole...
I read it the day it came out, and I don't remember anything inside of Hogwarts.
There's the whole, like, how it is with Snape as the headmaster. There's sort of Hitler youth education going on. And, you know, half-blood and mud-blood children are being taken out and tortured and killed and stuff. I mean, that was huge, and they left
out. They showed the train headed to the school. So, yeah, the kids were still going.
And Neville's got his one line.
Right.
Hey, stop it.
He'll have more in the next one.
I like plants. Right, bye. See ya.
Shut up.
Later.
Shut up.
The only thing that
My
really,
face is fat.
The only thing that really bothered me about that movie were...
Not enough side boob.
The trailers.
You wanted side ball.
the trailer of Green Lantern on the big screen. Turns out,
oh god,
turns out it's even worse than I thought.
Yeah. It looks
the situation is actually not good.
You know what's interesting about that is they there was a curve on that too, because the tiny trailer they showed on EW.com, you were like, oh god, that's balls. And then they showed like the high def Apple trailer, and you were like, you know, it's better than I thought. And then you see it in the theater and like, oh, holy shit.
Oh, yeah, no.
He is wearing like a rubber Halloween suit with like glowing muscles on it. Like it was like a CG situation six pack happening. Yeah. Like
it was weird.
It was unfortunate.
Do you like this? Do you like the shimmer?
Do
you like the glow?
He was wearing a shimmer.
What is that?
It's like a really tight snuggie.
It's not a thing. It just, he was shimmering.
Oh, I see.
Nonstop.
Like Edward.
Right.
Oh, okay.
It was sparkly.
And to me, that is so distracting that...
It was weird.
Green Lantern, like if you... Okay, I consider my favorite Green Lantern to be the one from the Justice League cartoons. And
you mean
he,
there was a black Green Lantern?
Well, there were two, but yes. No, John, I love that his name's John Stewart, because I can't hear them call him John Stewart and not think about John Stewart. But like this like nebbishy Jew Green Lantern is... Never mind. Just awesome. Responsibility. He glowed when his power was activated. This guy is like sparkling like a freaking Twilight, a Dracula named Twilight.
Yeah. So anyway, it was interesting in the theater though when the trailer was going, because most of the audience had no idea what Green Lantern was.
Right.
And so it starts, and he's being all important, and then he's talking to some girl in the Air Force, and she can't act at all, and he's flying a plane. And then, like, some UFO thing shows up, and then some fucking, like, purple head dude starts talking to him. And half the audience in my theater busted out laughing. Like,
oh, really?
Like, what is that?
What's his name? Aaron Abensur? No, that, or is that?
It doesn't Apocalypse. Matter because it looks retarded.
Well, the problem with Green Lantern is that in the comics, I mean, like, there's a squirrel that's a Green Lantern. A squirrel. Just a squirrel with, like, unlimited cosmic power. And they're going to put all that shit on the screen.
Itty bitty living space.
And there's Green Lanterns of plenty every nuts. You know, crazy alien race, and it's going to look dumb on screen. But what was interesting in contrast to that is there was also the trailer. I forget that like normal people don't stay on the internet all day and don't know about shit 6 months before it happens.
Sure.
People were watching the Cowboys versus Aliens trailer.
Yeah.
It got standing ovation applause after it ended.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was in a theater full of, like, fucking 14-year-olds. And
right.
I said this on Twitter, and I still stand by it. I am a grown-ass man. I deserve to never have to be around teenagers, ever. I should get to go to a theater to watch Harry Potter where there are no children allowed.
It's kind of a children's movie,
sacrifices.
No. Yeah. It was awful.
You want that? You go to Studio Movie Grill and watch
it. I cannot stand being around that many.
But realistically,
1,000
though,
teenagers.
But Cowboys and Aliens looked fucking sweet.
Yeah, it looks fine. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be great. I just thought the reaction to Green Lantern, which was like, what was that? And then Cowboys and Aliens, they're like, holy shit. And they were applauding. And
one of those things doesn't look retarded.
The one, and then
maybe
the,
it was by comparison. It made it look
and
better.
And then the one that fell right in the middle was Red Riding Hood.
That looked ridiculous.
Oh, God,
and I was
awful.
Like, what the fuck are we coming
I would
to?
Rather see Cowboys. I mean, I would rather see Green Lantern than that. That looks so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It was.
It's kind of funny because when it says from the director of like the Twilight series or whatever, the audience was kind of like you could hear the like the girls, and you could hear the rest of the audience go like, whoa, what? Like you could hear everybody opening up juice.
Do werewolves sparkle?
The moistening.
Wow. Yes, we are talking about the moistening of the children that were in the theater.
Does that mean like when you open a package of cheese?
Yeah. When you take the wax off.
Wait. What?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Why do you take wax off?
Some
of
we don't eat the wax.
Brazilian
on the cheese.
What do you? Oh,
on the young vaginas. What are you talking about? I'm talking about cheese.
I just always ate it.
Jesus Christ! Everyone knows that until her wedding night, every woman has a layer of wax over her vagina.
Right. Yeah.
And it's the man's duty to
find
the pull tab.
Boys don't have wax.
And then pull it, and it splits down the middle. And then you remember.
That's where Velveeta comes from.
It is. That's horrible.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, then.
There was a thing on the Discovery Channel about it.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Eli,
like Adam Carolla hosted it. And
right.
Eli, you said somebody.
The waxening.
You said somebody from Ugly Betty murdered their mother with a samurai sword.
Wait, what?
Oh, I don't have that.
Did you put the link up already?
Well, I'm not.
So we have no information. I'll just leave you
God
with that teaser.
It.
We'll come back. that.
Someone who appeared.
We'll have to.
So let's just assume with no facts that it was America Ferrera from Ugly Betty. She murdered her mother with a samurai sword.
I don't watch the show.
It was some dude who wasn't even a regular character.
Yeah, I don't. We don't want to do this.
You know what I did this weekend? This week, they've given me a free preview of HBO and Cinemax.
You've been doing a lot of spanking it.
To the contrary. That is what they would like to happen.
Right.
But it's as if there were... Were there a such thing as anti-porn, that's what runs on Cinemax 24 hours a day.
What?
It is the least sexy of supposed adult entertainments available. They have a show that they seem to run in perpetuity called Hotel Erotica.
And go on.
It's just fucking laughable. It's awful. It's unbelievably awful. I assume it takes place in a hotel, but they have a strict... Even if we show vag, there's obviously no penetration or...
Well, sure, yeah.
But there's also no interference with the area. It can be shown in all of its pristine, unencumbered glory, but at no point can anything interact with it.
Right. Nothing can rough it up a little.
So, for instance,
give it a black eye.
Correct. So you turn on Hotel Vagerotica, and immediately there are two women... humping each other.
Maybe how many porn music?
As if no, humping each other as if one of them had a penis. In a way that their vaginas could not collide in any way, but both reacting as if they were being this deep dicked. Yeah.
I like how Josh is the one who pushed that button.
Oh, I see.
But I was trying to get a listing of what actually is on tonight.
They do a lot of like if for instance if a woman is going to perform fake oral sex on a real man, they film it from sort of a sideways angle behind the dude where you just sort of see giant 80s hair flopping around.
Sure.
And then every time I see that, I check the year and it was made in like 2010. It's horrible.
Right.
They also have a show on HBO that I've never heard of called G-String Divas.
Go on.
It's a reality show.
I'm right there.
It's a reality show about strippers and they show this guy's lap dance. I've never seen a lap dance. I've never been to a strip club.
I have had a lap dance.
I know. It was the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Yes. It was.
The man just lays there like he's paralyzed. It's as if It's as if he were Stephen Hawking and his dying wish was to have a woman dry hump his boner as he died. Because the man's not allowed to do anything.
Right.
So his head is just kind of looking at the ceiling and his hands are on the couch and his boner is, you know, straight up in his slacks there. And the lady is just kind of smushing her butt all over it. And then she's like, at the end, she's like, "Did you like that? Was that good for you?" He's like, "Oh, baby, it was so good." She's like, "Really? Oh, yeah. Did you have fun? Yeah. I really want you to have fun." Yeah. He leaves and she's like, "He fucking jizzed all over my ass." And she starts wiping it with her hand and like smearing it on the couch. And she's like, "Oh, it's just gross. You don't mind if it's your boyfriend because that's fine or whatever. But this is a fucking stranger. And I've got his cum all over my ass." And I'm like, "Oh, well." And then that's the...
Wait. When did Showtime put cameras in my house?
Exactly.
What are we talking about?
No, this was a lady. This was a lady.
Lady.
Mr.
When you jizz on my bum. Yeah, it was so depressing. And I don't begrudge anybody if that's how they get their kinks or whatever, but man, that was depressing. It was awful. G-String Diva is also a sponsor of the show.
Right.
Juice and G-String Divas.
Oh, come on.
What are you loading
on? I was trying to get a listing of what's going on Cinemax right now. But
they have Alien Sex Files.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like how they have, what is it?
Oh, that featuring the new Avatar Fleshlight.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I'm positive.
They have...
I know someone that has one.
Avatars don't have vaginas.
You don't know that.
I know they don't.
They have tails as vaginas.
Yeah. They spooge into each other's tails, and then the baby travels down the tail and... spits out a little egg sack.
Doesn't mean they don't have a giant.
They have Busty Cops. They have Busty Cops.
Yeah, they do. Busty
Cops 2.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've only seen 3.
Oh, it's okay.
I probably don't know the continuity.
Yeah, no.
I inferred a lot of the backstory.
Totally out of context. Okay. It's got to be confusing.
Okay. It's like seeing Beverly Hills Cop 2 without seeing 1 first. It's right. The exact same problem.
It seems right now...
It is useless.
Cinematic looks pretty... Speaking of, they're showing Beverly Hills Cop on... Cinemax right now. So far, it looks pretty...
Stop it.
Looks pretty tame. They're showing The Thing, Ninja Assassin, Door in the Floor,
Well, yeah,
models.
But you got to get after, like, 10.
Yeah, I know, but this isn't updating fast
it's
enough.
It's so bad, though. It is the opposite of sex. It's, like, any and all internet porn is of superior quality to what Cinemax... It's almost as if I think it's only made for 12-year-old boys. Because I bet when I was 12, well, I would have thought that was pretty
no,
rad.
No. You have to look at it in context, though. This is for people that are in their bedroom watching it on the TV. In
trying not to wake up their wife?
Desperately, like, what's the opposite of furiously masturbating?
Here we go.
Sadly?
No. What
depressingly?
What denotes quiet and with as little motion as possible?
Paralysis.
No, I don't know.
Okay, so here we go.
That was the stripper show.
So... It really starts to kick in at midnight.
Yeah.
Because then they sign off at midnight, Beverly Hills Cop 3. So they're going off with a bang.
All right, everybody. See you later. Watch some titties.
And then they go to Bikini Jones and the Temple of Eros.
Oh, there was...
There's a legal tender.
Did you hear they've actually got Harrison Ford for Bikini Jones 5?
Yeah. I heard
awful.
About that.
It's going to be awful.
He's
got it. I don't know.
You're in the Navy now. Yeah, we're good.
You bet I am. Woo!
They've also got The Hills Have Thighs.
Yeah.
That's one they've been running pretty much constantly.
Yeah. Well, there was The Hills Have Thighs, Cleavage Field,
Cleavage Field.
And The Bear Wench Project.
Yeah, I've seen that. Not actually watched it, but I've seen it listed in my guide. I couldn't bring myself to enjoy The Bear Wench Project. I remember when I was like 12, 13, we had all the movie channels and none of them were restricted on my TV, but it was always Shannon Tweed. And every movie she was in, the plot was like, she comes over to be the nanny or something or the housekeeper.
Right.
And then she ends up fucking her way through the family, like stepdad, son, mom, original dad.
Yeah, real dad has to come over to pick up the kids. Yeah. Right.
Was it called Finger Blast to the Top?
Kinda. But there was no finger involved. It was all
cock blast.
Unseen cock blasting. Yeah. Right. Phantom cock blasting.
I hate that.
Shannon Tweed, man. it was a lot of that. Yeah. A lot of that. A lot of Dusty Spooge. Dusty Spooge was one of the strippers on that G string.
Right.
My something spooge.
You just totally lost whatever you were doing.
Have a juice.
Spooge man.
Have some juice. He was trying to get to spooge man. I see.
But I somehow mixed up Rusty Cage in there as well.
Drink your juice, Shelby.
I'm going to mess
my... I'm going to blow my rusty spooge
on a spooge man. Yeah, you just saw like two trains colliding in my head.
I just came all over my hand, spooge man. I just came all over this man. Who's this guy? That would be awkward.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. I was just singing a song about jacking off and I just spooge all over your face. Sorry about that. That's what Spoon Man Spooge sounds like because he's been living on the streets for so long.
Right, yeah.
Collecting spoons, as one does.
And then, actually, you can do this better of the jerking off sound when it goes to the breakdown of, like, nothing breaks.
Spooge man, got some spooge on my hands. Yeah, all my friends are brown and red.
Whoa!
No, that's actually right out of the lyrics.
Yeah, no, I don't know what that's about. Interesting.
Yeah,
I think with that we'll take a short break,
and then we'll come back and ask the question: whatever happened to Treat Williams?
Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 72.
Thank you, Jesus!
I have this giant list of things for us to talk about. I enjoy the fact that we've gotten to almost none of them, because I appreciate the curveball that this single can of juiced malt liquor has thrown us.
You understand that those of us on this side of the table don't give a shit about your list, right?
I know that you don't give a shit about much. I understand that.
Well, that's also true.
I know that.
Is it a Schindler's List?
So, the other thing I saw on Cinemax this weekend, which I watched just to make myself feel bad, was the Dragon Ball movie.
Oh, God.
Did you ever see any part of that?
You know what? Let's just move on.
Fucking James Marsters was in it.
Yeah, I know.
And they overdubbed his voice.
Let's move on.
It was so bad.
I don't...
It's like you could see where it was trying to accomplish things and maybe where they ran out of money or for film or people or something. Like a battle would start, but the villain had never entered the screen. So like the people are just talking like, hey, whatever. Hey, what's going on? Let's go find a Dragon Ball. And then cut, and then they're fighting 30 dudes. And the dudes never showed up. I don't know.
Anyway. Sounds like Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat was way
that movie
better
was
than this.
Great.
No, but I mean, literally, from entertainment value, if Mortal Kombat was like a 3.5, this was like a 1.25, if that.
Now that song's going to be stuck in my head.
I kind of want to watch that now.
Because Mortal Kombat. Have your voice is kind of like, with the sick voice, you can go like, Liu Kang.
Liu Kang. Fatality.
Wait, give yourself some reverb.
Finish him.
Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum,
finish him.
Mortal Kombat! Mortal Kombat!
That was like a little girl saying that. That was awful.
Fuck off. Mortal Kombat! That is not what I sound like.
Mortal Kombat!
Is that really what I sound like?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, Charlie. We got to go to Candy Mountain, Charlie.
Charlie, it's Mortal Kombat Mountain, Charlie. Mortal Candy Mountain Kombat, Charlie.
Well, they stole my freaking kidney.
Not my freaking kidney.
Mortal Kombat, Charlie.
Shut up.
Liu Kang, Charlie.
Whispers.
Shut up. We were going to make sure that anyone that hasn't, for some stupid reason, hasn't watched the Venture Brothers season finale.
Oh, my God.
Seek it out. Even if you haven't, for some reason, watched this season, even if you're catching up from previous seasons, that was probably the best hour of television they've produced, I would say.
Yeah. Double episode, double length episode, hour long.
Unbelievable. Really good. Took place in the Venture Brothers homeschool high school prom. Fan-fucking-tastic. More bleeps than any episode's ever had. And I don't know. You probably didn't see the bumper, did you?
It's probably more bleeps than every episode combined.
But they don't show the bumpers on however you watch it, do they?
Oh, you mean the title cards?
Yeah.
Not most of the time, no.
One of the title cards was, this is the first time we've ever been asked to bleep the words like face, mouth, back, butt, door, hand.
Because it was just too much.
Yeah, and then at the bottom it says context is everything. That was so unbelievable.
It was really
some
good.
Of it, also, some of it really, like, it was a little shocking. Some of it was a little bit shocking.
Sure.
For them, at least. You're not expecting that level of graphic sex act description in a Venture Brothers episode.
But it wasn't really out of place.
No, not at all.
Well, only because Rusty was so horrified by all of it.
The idea is that Rusty finds out that a Rusty Venture is a sex act, and everyone has a different definition for what it means. And when Triana gives hers, I... shit my pants. Which I believe was one of the sex act descriptions. Man, oh man, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
And like you said earlier, if for some horrible reason they don't get renewed, that's a perfect cap to what has been essentially a perfect show. No missteps, none. I'd say.
Beautiful television.
No missteps at all.
I mean, really, my only problem is that it's now called into question. Like, have I actually been doing a Rusty Venture all this time?
Doing it
or
wrong.
Am I doing something else?
Or are you doing it wrong?
Right. I know. It's.
Wait, have you looked it up on Urban Dictionary to see what's listed?
They bring that up in the episode.
Yeah. Try everything they mention and then
right.
figure out which one you're doing the best and then just assume that's it. What else is going on? Let me see where we are time-wise.
We're fine.
We're about halfway through. So. Here's what we've got for the rest of the show. We have got some mail sack. We've got some. We got a couple of phone calls, and we've got. Do you guys want to talk about the newest information on the Whedon-less Buffy reboot?
What information is there? He's not doing anything.
It's moving forward. Is
right.
The information.
They're doing.
They've got a writer. They've got a script underway.
He made a really funny post about it.
He is an email wizard. All of his emails are always hilarious.
Yeah, but it's mostly depressing.
Is there any way they can do this that will not be sad?
Oh, God, no. They're
well, look at Batman. Look at Batman. Were you ever happy with Batman and thought they shouldn't? And then Christian Bale Batman blew everything out of the water.
Christopher Nolan had a history of making awesome shit, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, hey, they're gonna remake Batman. Oh, look at the people that are attached
to it.
Let's
assume this.
They're clearly awesome.
Let's assume they attach, for sake of argument, super talented people at some point.
Then I would be interested. But if it was someone that I knew cared about the property, I know that they would be looping Joss
in. If they
in
cared
on
about
it.
The property, this wouldn't be happening. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a reboot in name only. They've already said that it's not in high school, which the whole purpose of Buffy was to analog the evils of high school with actually fighting evil.
Right.
And so that's gone. So now it's a different person that kills vampires who also happens to be named Buffy.
Sure.
Nothing can be the same.
Sounds like Teen Wolf.
Kinda, yeah. Sure. Except that Teen Wolf was a movie and a half 25 years ago, and Buffy was a well-beloved geek franchise that ran for 7 years. There was an article that I read.
Yeah, but, okay, in a socialist society, or in a capitalist...
What are you talking about now?
In a capitalist society...
Do you need some more juice?
In a capitalist society, it doesn't matter if it's
well-received
by the geeks.
I see. I know what you think about our president.
There's no money there.
It's the free market, man.
I'm just...
The free market is making
I'm sick of your no-bomba bullshit.
I'm going to have a drink.
Buffy is socialist. Oh, man.
It doesn't matter what we think, I think, is what I'm getting at.
Well, they're definitely not making it for us. They're making it for people that like vampires.
Correct.
Right.
The end. And I imagine now if kids, unless it was like an older friend or an older sister trying to turn on a kid to Buffy, they would have no use for it because it's not what they think vampire love story is supposed to be about.
No, it still has the whole, like, oh, the forbidden love, and he's the nice, friendly vampire.
Then they check out after season two.
Right.
I think if a today's...
Then he bangs her and gets awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
And murders a bunch of people.
Yeah, I...
Like most relationships.
They can't have an angel. There can't be an angel in it. There can't... Well, first of all, there might...
There will be an angel.
There actually can't be. The people making this movie don't own Angel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because
this, thank you. Because this movie is being made by the people that own the film rights to the Christy Swanson version of Buffy.
Oh, okay.
Which also is only tangentially related.
What's
to the
his
series.
Name? Sutherland will still be in it.
Paul Rubens should have a guest appearance, I would imagine, as a vampire.
Oh, I can't do it.
Do it.
No.
Are you staring at that can of juice?
It's not going to drink itself.
Go for it. That can looks like a fucking Ed Hardy shirt.
It tastes like an Ed Hardy shirt.
I'm sure it does.
It goes down just about as easy.
This might actually be Ed Hardy's sweat.
Ugh.
Yeah, somehow cloned and distributed.
This gets worse the warmer it gets by a lot.
It is true.
Can't you say that of most alcohol? I mean...
No, not really.
No,
what alcohol gets better when it's warm?
Scotch.
Oh, okay. So this is not the scotch of energy beer.
British beer?
Sure. Why not?
Nice glass of scotch.
Oh, Jesus. I have a feeling that if anyone goes into watching the new Buffy, if it even... There's still tons of chance for it to not happen.
Please.
If anyone goes into it hoping it's going to have anything to do with Buffy, they're going to be sorely disappointed. But we're definitely not their audience. So I almost think I don't care. What Eli was probably trying to say is they own a property, they want to make money, let them go for it. And in the end, that's all there really is to it. But
I don't care, but I know that that's how all that shit works.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny. When you hear people talk about, like on interviews, like if their movies did well or whatever, studios consider making $10 million good. Like if it cost $60 and they made $70, that seems shitty, but it'll still get a sequel.
It's a profit, yeah.
Like Serenity was only a few million from getting a sequel. The fact that it just covered its bases is the only reason... That it didn't get a sequel. If it had made $5-10 million, I guarantee you there would have been a sequel because it's enough. Anyway, what else do we have going on right now? Eli, what are you looking for?
I was looking at iWatch stuff. Oh, that was one thing. The Green Hornet trailer
looks funny but stupid to me.
No, it looks good.
Okay, I think it looks stupid.
It's going to make $7.
I think it just it's just a bad idea. No, I bet it's well done, but I think it's a bad idea.
I think it could potentially be like the surprise hit, much like
it won't.
Much like
no. Nope.
Well, because
sorry.
The only reason I brought it up is because I watched Scott Pilgrim on Blu-ray. And have you seen that?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, I saw it in the theater with the one other person that saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
What? It's good.
Yeah, no, it made no money though.
Yeah.
I didn't like it at all. I thought it was.
Are you serious?
I hated it.
Yeah, you're wrong.
You're in the wrong camp.
No,
I can't.
So
how can you not? That movie was awesome.
It was boring.
So we're going to continue on.
We were so bored by that.
You
movie.
Have no soul.
Yeah,
we were really bored by that.
We're going to continue on.
I found myself like staring at the floor
without Joel
and just waiting for things to be over.
Can we cut his mic?
Yeah.
And everyone I hear say that. I'm trying to figure out what you liked about it, but there was nothing for me to like.
Every single second.
Did you just like the video game violence? Was that it for you, or? Because the story was stupid, and
it has nothing to do with like
what is it then?
What did you watch?
Back it up then. What did you like about it?
Are we talking about the same movie?
Yeah,
with Michael Cera.
Yeah, give me one thing you liked about it. Was it the violence? Was it all the of it. Effects?
It was very well shot.
Okay,
it was witty.
I didn't think so.
I found it incredibly funny, start to finish.
Right. Like, all this slide.
The comic book style editing was the best stock version of that I have ever seen.
Yeah.
The effects were very tongue-in-cheek, but extremely appropriate and extremely well done for what they were.
All I can say is...
Like, all of it was great.
All I can say is I can't pretend I liked it when I walked out of the theater wishing I hadn't seen it. So, I don't know. I'm a weirdo.
Well, we're going to go on without you. If you watch the extras on the Blu-ray version,
yeah, it's sitting on my table at home.
They shoot all the and people who. It's funny because I just posted this on Twitter and people actually who are fancy bastards said like, who's on your Twitter list who doesn't like this? And I admitted that when I initially, oh god, and here comes up a burp. I had a little throw up in it.
There's a little bit of throw up in it. Read the ingredients. That wasn't yours.
Yeah.
That came with the can.
Yeah.
Right.
That's for free.
At Hardee's.
When I saw the first trailer for it, I was like, I'm not watching this. It was poorly marketed.
It's a weird movie.
When I left that movie, I thought, this movie is for teenagers and I'm not a teenager. And so there was nothing for me to enjoy. It was... I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm just saying that when I left, I was like, wow, I wish we had done something else because that was expensive and long and we didn't like it.
Right. So when
when
I watched it on Blu-ray and then I went back, they have high-speed footage of the fight scenes, which is awesome. So that you're seeing all the high-speed, like, blue screen stuff of, like, dudes flying through the air with, like, Mega Punch, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's all set to music. It's really good. Huh. Like, just watching that whole sequence. And then...
Is all that stuff in high def, or is it...
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's a part where the visual effects director comes back and says, okay, here's how we made this shot. Here's the blue screen. Here's the overlay. Here's this. Here's that. And then we added the comic book effects. Here's how we did this. There's your shot. And I was like, wow, that's actually pretty cool.
I need to go look at that.
Yeah, let's talk about, like, OS 4.2 or something, because I hated that movie.
One of those things is boring.
Yeah,
and one of them is Scott Pilgrim, and was fucking awesome.
Here's my problem.
Talk about an operating
in the
system.
World.
Your problem
of,
is that you have no context for video games because you're.
No, that was made at the time that I enjoyed. I mean, the video games they were making fun of were the video games I liked. I mean, I get it. I understand what it was about. I got what there was for people to enjoy. I just didn't enjoy it. I don't know. And the other thing that bothers me.
Were you on the rag at the time?
I'd had a lot of juice that day. Whole lot of juice.
Yeah,
because 40 or 50 cans of juice.
I'll be honest though, with I'm about to finish this one can here, and it's kind of souring me on this whole podcast experience.
70 or 80 cans of juice is probably what I had that day. I don't know.
I can see.
I didn't care for the comics because I don't find them interesting, and I was really sick of the problem in being in online comics as a profession. Is for a year leading up to that movie, there couldn't have been more circle jerking about that. Oh my god, the best comic ever is being made into the best movie ever. And I was like kind of excited about it. And when I saw it, I didn't care.
I think that's where you messed up because I didn't read any of that.
And you're not in that world. I get that.
And I never, I maybe read like 2 Scott Pilgrim comics. And I was just like, whatever. Just another comic. I don't really think it's all that great. But the movie was
I don't begrudge people who liked it because I understand what people liked about it. It just did nothing for me. It's like if you had watched a bunch of straight sex, it just my brain was not you both of you. My brain was not wired for that. I just walked out of it like, who was this for? It wasn't for me. I don't know.
Mm.
And then I chased all the kids off my lawn. I want to share something with you because I updated all of my iDevices to OS 4.2. And immediately I download a bunch of apps for my kid and I don't necessarily play with them a lot. They're just like little games and stuff for her. So I downloaded voice. Let's see what it's actually called. Voice something. Shut the fuck up. Voice effects something. The name's cut off, so I can't read it. Anyway, so it's a voice changer app, okay? And okay. She likes that. She talks into it. Sounds like helium, whatever. This is what's interesting to me. I will record, I don't know. Hello, hello. Testing, testing. Okay. Let's see if you can hear that back. Sorry. My volume was all the way
on
down.
On the podcast.
I don't know. Hello, hello. Testing, testing. Okay, so there's regular.
That sounds right.
This is what they call helium.
Hello, hello. Testing, testing.
Interesting. Here's fast.
Hello, hello. Testing, testing.
Here's reverse.
Okay.
This last button, I'll let you hear it.
Hello, hello. Testing, testing.
Is labeled as gang and has a pistol on it.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Okay.
So there's helium, that's the high voice. There's fast, which is sped up. There's reverse, which is in reverse. And then there's gang, which is low. That is the most racist thing that's ever been in an iPhone app.
I doubt that.
Gang.
Racist?
Gang. And a gun. There's like a fucking Glock on there.
Let me see.
Gang. You know, low, like a black guy that's going to shoot you.
Yeah, no,
you get it, right?
I mean,
you understand where they're coming from.
Well, we are drinking juice.
He's about to cock slap you.
Here, let me see if I can. Oh, baby, why don't you give me some of that juice?
Hate you.
Oh, baby, why don't you give me some of that juice?
Sounds like a gang member. It does. It
sounds like a serial killer.
They're right, is all I'm saying.
Turned serial rapist.
All I'm saying is they're right and pass the
juice. It's a serial rapist / killer.
They are right. Pass me the juice. That's all I gotta say.
Juice.
We're gonna be right back. Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 72. I think it is about time that we got to the mail sack.
Wait, just really quick, I told Josh that I would...
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, what?
Oh, yeah,
I would confess to Josh.
Confession.
What is it?
Wait, give yourself some reverb.
Confession.
Okay. Hit me with it.
As much as I don't want to admit this.
Oh,
and
God.
Denise won't hear this because it won't be a this won't come
but
out.
But you
for
don't
a while.
Want to get married and you don't love
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's why we did on April 1st. No.
Hey.
I picked up Guitar Hero.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait.
What's the problem? I don't understand. It's a very popular video.
No,
okay, go ahead.
You picked up Guitar Hero.
Right.
On purpose.
Right.
Two.
Right.
You picked up Guitar Hero and not Rock Band?
Rock Band was sold out.
Fuck you. Get off of this couch.
What does that mean? Somebody clue me in.
He's a fucking faggot and is like...
Wow.
Jesus. Yeah. I tried to get him to play this like 2-3 years ago and he's like, this game is stupid.
I've been
stupid.
The first one or something?
Yeah, I've been anti.
Are you wait, oh no, oh you've been anti
he
music
hates,
games.
He hates
correct.
Music games.
I see.
But
so why? Why? Why now? What
I,
changed?
I
fuck you.
I just
but which one? Like the newest one?
Yeah, the newest one.
What's
Legends
what
of
is,
Rock or whatever?
Yeah. But wait, okay. Rock Band is the one that currently has like real instruments
right.
and
Rock Band is the one that's actually not a piece of shit.
But And my comic came true. The comic I did
yes.
like 3 years ago
yeah.
where I'm like, eventually
more
it's just going to be a real guitar. And now
yeah,
it is.
That'll right. come. No, those aren't out until next year.
But what does right. Rock Band have now? Nothing?
Keyboard, right?
So no, difference? I'm sorry. Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero is guitars and drums.
Right. Just guitars and drums.
And a mic.
And singing.
And the singing.
So it's the same as the first Rock keyboard. Band.
Right.
But you can use all that shit on Rock Band, right?
And they just got sold? Electro Harmonix just got sold? No, that's the Rock Band.
No. Rock Band is Harmonix.
Okay. Yeah, they just got sold by EA, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, they were owned. No, they were owned by MTV.
No one gives a shit.
The point is yeah, I caved.
So...
Do you want to know why that's the only video game I like?
Well, wait. You know, Josh and I were
I want to hear Josh and I were
having a really early conversation before you were even home. And I was like, I have a gift card that I got from work.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I have a gift card that
that's actually what that was about.
I've got a gift card at work for my birthday. Like they do it like for everybody in 1 month. So I got like $25 there. And then I had like an accumulated like $40, $45 of like
write this down.
Accumulated Best Buy like
carry the wine
cash
$70.
So I was like, well,
$100.
No, and Josh and I were having this conversation. It's like, okay, I got $70 to spend. So the first place you walk to is like the $2,500 televisions, and you're like, well, I have like $70 off. How much is that off of?
Totally worth it.
Yeah.
That'll almost buy none of the warranty.
Right. So they're like, well, this will cover your 2 year. Coverage plan,
but not the TV. We'll gladly sell you. No, we'll sell you the plan.
It's the service plan for the remote.
Right, you take that home, but you leave with no equipment.
Right,
you just have the knowledge. And then
as soon as you walk out the door,
yeah, we're selling you peace of mind.
As soon as you walk out the door, like, oh wait, that invalidates your warranty right there.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
You're not supposed to expose it to the elements.
You should not have left.
Yeah, it's too bad.
So yeah, my gift cards and points. I was like, let me go for something that's not in the same range. And that's what they had.
How much is that what you bought?
It was like $170.
So for the luxury of having a free gift card and some credit, you got to spend $100 on something you don't necessarily want.
No. See, you're saying it wrong. I saved.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Like when they say, like in those commercials, we're like...
Right.
This couch for like $1,200. You save $2,000.
I save $1,200 if I don't buy it.
Correct. Yeah. Well, no. Shh. No. Shh. Don't worry your pretty head about it.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep forever. Just close your eyes. Just sleep.
It's better.
Let the darkness take you.
All right. That was it.
I did that. Breathe. When we used to do Black Fridays, which by the way is coming up. We used to do Black Fridays.
Black Friday?
You mean there's a White Friday?
Gang Friday is what this app calls.
I'm drink some juice.
Go ahead and drink some juice. It's
Gun
Friday.
Gun Friday?
Yeah. Pistol Whip Friday.
Right.
We used to do Black Fridays for like 2 or 3 years in a row when we didn't have kids or responsibilities. And 1 year we went to Best Buy at like 4:30 in the morning. And this was when plasmas were still fairly new. It was about 2 years after they'd come out. And they were just getting into like the $2,000 to $3,000 range. Best Buy was going to have one for like $1,500, and of course, people had been lined up for days, and those were gone immediately. When I got in the store, it was so bat tits crazy that I managed to convince someone. I think I confused someone into giving me that price on a TV that was like twice the amount.
What?
Because it was a $3,000 TV.
Was this that DLP set you had for?
No, it's the one that's in there right now.
Oh, the one you have now.
Yeah, it was a 50-inch plasma when such a thing was between $3,000 and $5,000.
So you channeled your inner Jew.
I just went juice. I was drinking juice.
Juice.
And it was so, there were thousands of people, and they were just tearing shit off the walls and like biting into boxes and shaking them like rabid wolverines, and people were punching each other and going crazy. And people had been sleeping there all night. It was just a madhouse. And I basically like handed him an ad and maybe something I'd written myself in like a tablet with some Phoenician cuneiform. And I was like, nope, all this means I get that TV for this price. And he's like, huh? Yeah. All right, hang on. All right, take this. All right, take that to my manager and have him sign it. Right. All right. And never come back to the store. Okay, go. And I walked out of there. I think I ended up paying like $100 more, like $1,600 before tax, for like a $3,500 TV. But joke's on me, because only after, 5 years, it's kind of broken now. So,
yeah. I spent $3,000 on a TV once, and then someone threw a Wiimote into it.
Yeah. 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 On their very first Wii experience.
Oh, wait, sorry. misfire.
Actually, yeah. No, go ahead and play the news again. This just in. God damn it.
That's it.
Yeah, that was poetry. That was beautiful. So how does it work again? You hold it and you just bowl, right? All right, so that's not what's supposed to happen.
And I'm internet famous.
Wait, did it register a score?
Yeah, it says strike.
Oh my god, that is beautiful. And
it's the happy, slightly Japanese man. So he's
the very good
strike.
Strike you.
I saw.
Still like it? Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right.
You have to imagine it in context of horrible crashing sound. Best awkward silence of my life.
Yeah.
Strike!
Yeah.
Like, just echoing.
Because, of course, he didn't smash the speakers.
So, no.
No, that's good. It's good stuff.
No, that was...
That was later in the evening.
You know what kills me now is the Black Friday deals on, like, 55-inch TVs. Good ones this year are, like, sub-$1,000 right now. Matter of fact, not even Black Friday. You can go into Walmart right now and get, like, a Vizio 55-inch LCD... For I think $899 or $999.
Huge mistake.
You don't want a Vizio.
No, they're great.
No, they are.
They really are.
They are not.
They're not.
They are.
Totally.
We had two of them at my old job. They were awesome, and the reviews are fantastic on Amazon.
They're
astroturfed.
Much like the Scott Pilgrim thing. Let's just move on.
More of that. You know what I want someone to do? Go back to episode 70, pick out all of the AC/DC finger blast song, and set that to an AC/DC riff. That's all I want out of life. If that happens, I think I could die. I think I would, actually.
If I do that, can I be the one to kill you?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Okay.
I mean, you're not going to do it, so I don't have to worry about you taking any sort of initiative.
Hey,
so.
I have tomorrow off.
Oh, God. Well, shit.
So...
I'm going to have to get some better locks on my doors.
Yeah. I know your garage code.
This question. Oh. Actually, before we do a...
Whoa. Back it up.
Before we do a mail...
Backing up.
And my daddy done told me good. Backing up. Yeah. So the comic that I did a couple weeks back about not being able to find good barbecue in Seattle.
Yeah.
It was inspired by a story from Xbox Live
from
Chief
Stepto.
Banhammer Stepto. The man
Xbox
that you
Live,
have a,
Chief Hottie.
Yeah, Chief Super Hot for Josh Stepto.
Please don't tell him I said that.
He listens to this.
Oh, excellent.
So he knows.
Well, then I love you.
You.
It's too late
so
now.
So please be gay.
I checked. He's not.
I've been watching him. So far, he hasn't done anything.
He was still giving his speech on stage, and I was looking him up on my phone.
Oh, my God.
Well, I had to know before the show was over.
Sure.
Because, if it's my chance
to
be a backstage Betty.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be backstage Betty if I can.
That would have been the worst backstage Betty experience. Adam Savage on his laptop. Molly 23 looking up, playing ukulele songs. Paul F. Tompkins and me talking about Lost, and you blowing a straight guy in the corner. Best backstage
sounds
ever.
Like a joke. All right. Yeah. So there's
right.
A straight
so,
guy.
Xbox Live and Adam Savage from Mythbusters. And
please don't ban my Xbox Live
walk
account.
Into a bar. Josh blows them all. The end.
Hooray.
Anyway, so I gave him some prints of that comic at Woodstock Dallas. And apparently he had a bunch of people sign one of them and just auctioned it off for Child's Play during the Desert Bus thing.
That's awesome.
What game are they playing on Desert Bus?
Desert Bus.
Oh, it's called Desert Bus?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
You're pretty sure.
I thought it was like one of the cruising games or something.
No.
It's about buses fighting.
It's about
desert.
A desert that you drive.
Okay, well, so they played Desert Bus for like 48 hours.
It is the worst game ever made.
Sure.
It's fantastic.
They played it for like 24 or 48 hours, something like that. Anyway, it just sold, according to Trevor7, at Trevor7 on Twitter, for $480.
Sweet.
That is awesome.
That's for little kids.
I assume I get 50%
nothing.
Of that?
You
or
get nothing.
30%?
You get nothing.
It's for the children of Jesus.
Do you not actually know what Desert Bus is?
I've never played the game.
Do don't know.
Okay.
I've seen them play it on the internet before.
Yeah, you have to drive the bus. The road just goes on forever.
Yeah, and it's just
and
horrible.
The bus slowly drags to the right, so you have to keep pulling it back onto the road.
Yeah.
And it never stops.
Yeah.
It's the whole game.
Yeah, can you play it with like one finger and while you're also like doing calculus with the other hand or
something?
Well,
if you just hold down, then you'll drive off the other side of the road. You have to pay attention.
That is epic. That's awesome. I'm very happy about that. I didn't even know that was happening.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and give me the song one more time, Eli.
God damn it.
Nope. Not
no,
that
no.
one.
Damn it.
That's the one.
That should have been it.
That's the juice. Wilson! Juice it! Okay. First question's from Dr. Pepper, MD. How are we doing on time?
Wait, all right, we're doing wait, good. I'm sorry. Dr. Pepper, MD?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He's a long-time fancy
bastard. All right, go on.
Would like to hear how your involvement, this is to me, with the Scarborough Country logo happened. This is a magic Twitter story. The Sklar brothers, Jason and Randy Sklar, are...
it's the Sklary brothers! Sorry.
LA-based comedians.
Ghostbusters 2.
They are hilarious.
Demon ghosts.
And recently started a podcast.
I gave them the chair 20 years ago.
Which, that's right. Which they were executed, and they were in Ghostbusters 2. Because one time, I turned into a dog, and they helped me. I rest my case. Anyway, their podcast is called Scarborough Country, and it's they bill it as a sports show about comedy. It's actually really funny. I don't know anything about sports, and I thoroughly enjoy it. And this was a magic Twitter moment where basically I just Twittered that I liked their show or something 3 or 4 tweets later, and I've designed their t-shirt and logos. So,
So weird.
If you like them, please get one of their shirts because I designed it and John Hamm wore it and got snapped by the paparazzi. So a thing I invented is on John Hamm's chest forever.
Rubbing up against
his sweet
nipples.
Eli, just tell me quick because you already said this. Mario Spam at Mario Spam asks, my sister and brother-in-law want to know if you've seen or heard of the Evil Dead musical. You seem to have some knowledge of this.
No, all I know about it is that on the Texas Frightmare Weekend forum thread, somebody brought it up and they were like, hey, and it's playing in Grapevine. And I was like, holy crap. So I went
so
and looked
it
up.
Is it traveling
up.
Or is it local?
No, I think it's. I think there is a traveling one. I don't think it ever came
through
here.
It was a high school production.
Oh. Yeah, high school production.
Good.
No, but apparently the local troupe, I guess, of actors that are out in Grapevine do it. And apparently it's a bloody mess. Like, they actually tell you, if you're going to come...
Oh, it's like a Gallagher show.
Yeah. In the first couple rows, they're like, expect to get blood thrown on you.
Wow. How have we not gone to this?
I only found out about this past summer, and I was super busy this last summer, so...
Okay, well, do they do it every year?
It kind of sounded like... Because then it said, starting in May, and then it said, and we'll end whenever we decide. And apparently went for
we
quite some
time.
We ran
out of stage blood.
Right.
Because it was like a midnight show.
Oh, turns out it was the first show.
Yeah.
Out of blood.
Well, no, it's a midnight show, and they do it like every Saturday.
The entire audience.
Yeah.
Pull a ripcord. Good night. Drive safe.
I would pay money for that.
But it looks like fun, so maybe we'll try next summer.
At Beowulf on Twitter.
Ow!
What geek-related Christmas present, like a guaranteed Fringe renewal, would you like for Christmas? So, a wish, a Christmas miracle wish.
A case of juice.
Hang on. If we can make this happen,
juice.
Someone out there
gets their wings.
If they want to, every time you drink a case of juice, an angel is hit by a drunk driver.
Right.
If someone out there wants to send Eli a case of juice, I'm all for it.
That's expensive for that one can.
$75.
I would imagine a case would be... get us the country out of debt.
How much was it? Was that one can?
Quarter of a mil.
Jesus Christ, that is a lot.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, do you have a nerd wish?
God, let me think.
For nerd Jesus or Santa Claus?
If I could have anything I wanted.
Yeah. I go back. I'm going to interrupt him. I want 2 dual 30-inch Apple Cinema displays.
You know you can get...
So I can turn them sideways.
You know you can get the monitor inside that for like a third the price from Samsung.
Whatever.
Okay.
I want the Apple logo.
Okay.
It's not the same monitor.
Yeah.
It is.
I guarantee you it's not.
It is. It no just one doesn't else. Have it just doesn't have they buy their displays from Samsung.
Right. Nobody else sells IPS panels like that for anywhere near anywhere less. You can get the TN panels for like a third cheaper, but you cannot get an IPS panel for cheaper.
Dell's 25-inch is probably as good as those, and they're like less than a third of the cost, I think.
The all of Dell's affordable monitors are they're all TN panels.
They have expensive ones too.
I'll take a look at that, but I'm calling bullshit. Whatever. Anyway.
Go ahead.
If I could have anything for Christmas, it would be that Glee wasn't fucking retarded.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. That they would only sing two songs a show that the songs would matter.
No, just that they would have stopped at season one.
Oh, actually, yeah. It's that Glee would have been canceled after 13 episodes.
Yeah, would have been.
Right, yeah.
Like, not even now. Now it doesn't matter.
Right.
I would say a guaranteed Fringe renewal and a good time slot for Fringe. The problem for me is I don't give a fuck about time slots, and I haven't for 10 years. Because
right.
I've had a DVR since, like, 99 or 2000.
You named your cat TiVo. That's all anyone needs to know.
I still have my Replay TV.
We named the other cat Replay.
We had like the first satellite DVR. We had the first one. It was from Dish Network, and it held like 7 shows. And
they looked awful.
Well, you didn't know that back then because your TV was awful too. But
I know it.
You had to program everything, man. It was like a VCR.
Right.
Channel 8, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. How many times should I repeat this? Every 7 days, you know, and then go on and go on. And you never – and when it recorded shows, it just said, here's a recording from 7 to 9 on channel 12. Like the name of the shit wasn't even there.
You should know what that is because you know what channel it was and when it happened.
We were just so goddamn happy to have a DVR. I didn't give a shit.
I need to hack my Replay TV so I can get that stuff off my hard drive.
Dude, how long have you had that?
It's
that
been
shit
been
is like
around.
8 years old.
Yeah,
you at this point you are probably better off just hooking up a video out and just recording it all in.
No,
dude, you were better
and
off.
And that's what I would do. I
opening
would
record a torrent.
No, I'm like, just
that's true. That would take a lot less time just to download everything that you already had on there.
Well, whatever. I guess.
Listen, guys, I'm talking about shit I'm never gonna do.
What I'm getting at.
That scenario.
Yeah, what I'm getting at is I have a treasure chest that I don't remember what's in it. Like,
does it work? Can you turn it on and like?
No, you can turn it on, but you can't access it because it won't let you access the drive.
You know what happened to me? I got rid of DirecTV.
You already talked about this.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
How I bricked my DVR because I postponed. Anyway, so
yeah. Let's go back to me. Okay. So. I'm going to put that treasure chest away, and in like 20 years...
It's like a time capsule.
In 20 years, when you and I are like sitting out on the back porch having some juice,
right,
smoking cigars...
That will be so...
We're going to be like, you know what? I wonder what's in that.
A can of juice
I know for sure
the equivalent of like Cuban cigars by then. It will be
illegal
and sought after.
We will be in
the
Cuba...
Juice.
Well, A, it can only be made in Cuba because of the FDA.
Right.
Sure.
So, and B, you won't be able to import them.
We're going to be in Cuba having this conversation when I'm going to say, I wonder what's on that.
Right.
And I know for sure there's a Mystery Science Theater with Mitchell, whatever his name is.
Mitchell is so easy to get every other way possible.
No. It's not the episode of Mitchell.
Joe Don Baker?
Yeah.
It's another movie?
It's an episode with Joe Don Baker.
Even still better. You can get those. Okay.
I don't know. That's not the point.
This is an awesome question. I love this question.
About?
I don't remember. This is from Furby Frank, at Furby Frank. Which actors that have come out in geeky TV shows and movies did you think would become famous but didn't? For instance, Adam Bush, who played Warren on Buffy, who, by the way, has an awesome band called Common Rotation. Look them up.
Common?
Common okay. Rotation. They're
Come
really...
In rotation.
The problem is they have
Come
two,
in rotation.
They have
That's
two,
like a circle jerk.
Yeah, they have two vocalists... He's dating Tara, too, which is interesting.
Huh.
Has been since the show. But
that's creepy.
They have two vocalists, and I like Adam a lot better than the other guy, but it's still a really good band. so far, I'm surprised that nobody from Dollhouse has turned up on anything because of how amazing Victor, Sierra...
Oh, God, they were all good.
...and Topher were.
Everyone but Elijah Dushku on that show was great.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah,
Topher was fantastic, and the problem is he would have to play that exact same character.
Yeah. Oh well.
Who else?
Well,
I mean, if you're gonna go with Buffy stuff, like Xander is the clear like did nothing after that show. But I'm not
shocked about that at all.
Oh, is that we were supposed to be surprised?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
People that should have gone on. Like, for instance, it seemed for a while like Alan Tudyk was going to be a giant star, and then it just sort of didn't happen yet, and I want to know where that's going.
But he got to do Spam a lot, and that was cool.
That was the year Firefly got canceled, I think.
Yeah.
Boomer, it was a long time ago.
Boomer actually apparently did pretty well in Hawaii Five-0, the reboot.
Oh, right. Isn't Jen in that, too? I think Jen plays the Dano character.
I don't know. But I know Jen was in Spider-Man 2, just because I saw that recently. You know,
I'm actually really curious to see how well Pacey fares after Frenchie gets canceled.
I would imagine he's done for the most part, because it took him so long to not be a robot on that show.
Right.
I mean, John Noble is fine. He'll keep doing Noble things. He'll probably do stage forever.
He'll probably be in The Hobbit somehow.
You know, it's people that... people that you expected to really rise and through some circumstance didn't. it's easiest to look at canceled shows, I guess, to find those people. Yeah. I mean, for a while there, it was Nathan Fillion. Not until Castle did he really get mainstream cred.
Yeah, but Castle's in its fourth season now?
No, I'm saying, like, he had, like, three shows after Firefly, and they were all canceled.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't even remember them.
Well, Drive was one of the only ones that made it to air.
Oh, yeah.
But he had a sitcom that was, pilot that never made it to air,
The Amazing too. Race, the show.
Yes.
It was
also the most beautiful thing, because it was a cross-country race. But they had very obviously only built about a half mile of highway.
Uh-huh.
And they were on that same half mile of highway no matter where they were in the country.
Sure, why not?
It was awesome.
I got nothing else.
Eli, you got any?
That was the only one I can think of. It's Boomer. And I never saw Hawaii 5-0.
Who are we talking about? Boomer again? Who is that?
From Battlestar?
No, which one was she?
The girl.
which one was Boomer?
The Asian chick.
Oh, the Cylon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Boomer. Number 6. Or 9.
Whatever.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I've already forgotten everything about Battlestar. You know who was at the Austin Comic Con? Was the girl that played Cat? Empty table.
Ouch.
Sad. It was sad. Oh, man. I'm losing my voice again.
Have some juice. Take some juice.
Yeah. No.
Drink.
No.
Drink your juice,
It'll
Shelby.
Melt out my esophagus.
Somehow the part that's supposed to really kick up and make me hyper is
it's
not
killing
happening.
You on the inside.
Yeah, it's... I just have to piss it out more than anything else.
It's going to burn. You know
I'll
that.
Say this. If you have better examples of answers, because I really like that question, please email podcast@hijinksensue, post it to @HEPodcast, and we'll get it next week on Twitter. Or
send a self-stamped envelope.
Or call.
How about...
203-6-FANCY-B.
What has Zach Braff done lately?
He produces
Scrubs.
Things now. He produces
okay, but
stuff.
He doesn't act anymore. I haven't seen him
in
anything.
He needs to.
Like, after Scrubs, and then he did Garden State, and I was like, "This he's clearly
and
going
And he
somewhere.
Did more Scrubs that didn't need to happen.
Right, that was just terrible.
But that was just last year.
Yeah, but I don't know what he's doing now. He's
taking a break with his millions of dollars. I mean, anyone that was on a show for like 8 years, unless they coked all of their money.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, like Frankie Muniz, you know, the kid from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, he's a coke
doesn't
fiend.
Doesn't do shit now.
No, he's a coke fiend.
Bumper.
What?
Whatever.
No, I don't know what he's doing. That was the this is also from Furby Frank. Tell me if you got something for this. If you could write an episode of any TV show past or present, which one would it be and what would it be about? Eli, A-Team?
If I had to write it myself, or if I could just have like the proper
Whatever.
People write it for
Whatever.
Me?
Whatever. I guess he's saying dream scenario for any show ever.
Well, I mean, fuck. Arrested Development is the obvious, like, one more hour of that show would...
I would do...
Wait, we have to write it?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
With your skills.
Eli, you and I got this, because we did... concept out that Aqua Teen thing one
yeah.
time.
Mm, that was a good idea.
Eli and I have a spec script for Aqua Teen.
Really? Are you shopping it around right now? Just to
actually,
it was.
I thought it was legitimately good. Like I was like,
how much juice did you have when you wrote it?
A lot
of
yeah.
juice.
Yeah, that was
like 6 years ago.
Yeah,
that was a lot of juice.
But yeah, it was for because someone was trying to pitch us a Gearbox to do an Aqua Teen video game.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and so we. Our idea for it was to be like an old school LucasArts adventure, you know, hand animated.
Grim Fandango.
Right. Yeah. Or like
Monkey Island.
Right. Yeah. Well, that makes sense given the show. But,
sure.
I mean, it was all about the Moonanites were setting up a laser on the moon to push the sun, the Earth into the sun.
No.
I forgot.
Okay,
You win the game when you destroy the Earth.
The Moonanites were going to... They had set up a device...
It's pronounced Mennonite.
Whatever. The Moonanites...
Shut up.
...were going to... They created a device that would... And it would have the Earth.
Oh, no. It was crashing the moon into the Earth. Is that what it was?
No. The sun into the Earth.
Oh, okay.
And so Aqua Teen had to get... They had to form and grab a crack team of drillers center of the sun.
Right.
We haven't thought about this in 6 years.
Nuke it from the inside.
We had to nuke the sun.
They had to nuke the sun from the inside. But
okay.
The adventure would require like going to the caveman to get the hard drive to spin
so fast he goes back in time.
Back in time. And then you go back in time and you have to team up with Carl and like the mummy and all the other characters to lead up to the point where now you've formed the crack team of drillers to fly to the center of the sun. You fly into the center of the sun, you nuke it, and then you end the game.
You're not allowed to use that button when you don't even know what it means.
Sure. You're jealous because you didn't come up with the idea.
Yeah. I'm really jealous.
We should probably write that down.
That's good.
Yeah.
You just did. I mean, it's out there.
Nobody steal that.
Dan also.
Copyright you.
Yeah, now.
For a thing you don't own.
That reminds me, I have my little notebook with the superheroes that was the same.
Oh, shit, your retarded superhero group.
Yeah, it was like a mystery men.
One of them was like the racist guy who could turn into watermelon or chicken.
There was a guy who could jump really high, but he couldn't.
His legs
couldn't slow down.
They did that already. Did you ever see my Nora team?
No.
That was that show.
Oh. I saw that. Well, then somebody stole
it. There was like a racist black superhero that had some sort of chicken power. Yeah. Oh,
somebody stole my book then.
That was horrible.
With notes. No, guys could jump really high. They had the ability to jump really high, but it doesn't mean they could actually slow down.
Sure.
So he constantly would break his legs.
No, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it as much as I like Scott.
That was funnier in context.
was funnier after 40 cans of juice.
Right. Well, when you see the images, it's pretty funny.
So... We did our calls last time. Oh, by the way, for me, it would be a crossover between Wings and Archie Bunker. Was that All in the Family?
Yeah.
All in the Family, Archie Bunker, you know, Wings crossover. Wings. Just racism. Just racism. Meathead. Archie, we have to fly to Nantucket. We gave out the call last time that we were all together for people to call in with their family tech support nightmares. So far, no one's done that. So
because nobody wants to relive that experience.
I guess I'm going to let that one die. One guy did call in. I don't think I want to play the entire call because it was actually pretty long, but let me see if I can get about to the middle of it. Oh, shit. What? Here it is.
I didn't push that.
Let's see about the middle here.
Legislation ruling, you have to have a private investigator's license. 4 years of college to criminal justice or a 3-year apprenticeship under a PI. So have fun with that nightmare, anyone else doing IT in Texas.
Apparently, I heard about this like a year ago, and they actually passed this law that you cannot work on computers in Texas unless you have a criminal investigator's license. A private investigator.
Oh, because you're going through other people's files, potentially?
Yeah.
That's retarded.
So my question is, does like every geek squad have one on staff or something?
I have no idea.
That's ridiculous.
We need somebody to call in.
It's like a noir film for every like fucking hard drive replacement.
You should post it on Twitter, see if anybody replies by the post show and we have them call in live.
She was a dame. Her gams went up to her ears. What? She needed a hard drive replaced.
What are gams?
And I was going to stick my dick in her hard drive.
It's when your meat curtains get swollen.
Yeah, it's meat curtains.
Up to her ears?
Yeah, it's bad. No, she was definitely disease ridden.
Was she sort of like humpbacked? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was awful. It was an awful situation. No teeth.
Like reverse humpbacked?
Slumpbacked.
Hump-fronted?
Yes. Whatever you're saying, it's that. That's really fucking bizarre. I'd like to know more about what he was saying. Is that the call was pretty long. So again, try and keep your calls under 30 seconds, but, it's ruining his business, I guess. Thanks. Whatever made that decision.
Thanks. Bin Laden.
Thanks, no Obama, for passing IT law. I don't know. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Actually, that'd be Perry. Thanks, Perry.
Oh, God, that cocksucker. He won again, right? Good.
Yeah, I think so.
I love that guy. I love that guy that was like, fucking bailout money, suck it. Texas doesn't need it. Fuck. We got guns and deserts.
And anyway, titties.
There's a lot of titties in Texas.
Titties bring in lots of money here in Texas.
That's true. Let's listen to this call. I don't even know what it is.
Hey there, this is Kaz from Canada. My point of
already
point
I don't
break,
trust him.
Point break point thing is actually from a TV show. You guys were talking about news radio a couple weeks ago. Actually, my point of point break point was
that sounds dumber every time.
When the boss guy buys people cars, I just found that kind of fucking retarded.
Wrong.
It seemed kind of stupid.
Can you hit me a wrong button there, please?
That kind of undid the whole thing for me. The whole premise. All right, have a good one. Thanks. Bye.
Wrong. This is obviously not coming from a news radio fan, because news radio is the finest produced 90s sitcom ever.
Was Stephen Root the boss, or was Dave Foley the boss?
No,
Stephen Root was?
Okay. Stephen Root was Jimmy James.
Okay.
And that show was amazing. It was flawless. Huh. The fact that they managed to go from like a consistent 10 out of 10 to only like a 9 or an 8 out of 10 after Phil Hartman died, and still do another whole season that was consistently funny is amazing.
Wait, how many more questions do we have?
We have one more call and then we're done.
Oh, I got so much juice. I got to get out of my system. I don't want to miss the last one. So why don't you vent for just a minute?
Go pee.
Just go.
Go. I don't need you.
That's burning.
I'm going to play the other one.
It's burning.
I'm going to play the other one as soon as you leave.
It's like leaking out.
Run.
Do we have the fuck up music on here anymore?
Be quiet.
Wait, is it this one?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. The problem with that is that was the premise of the show. The point of point break point is only valid in a thing that you're supposed to take seriously. News radio happened in a outrageous universe where crazy things happened.
It was a sitcom.
It was also amazing. The best thing about that particular episode is that Mr. James bought everyone in the office, a Mazda Miata, except for Matthew, he gave old 30s radio tapes. Everyone got a brand new $30,000 sports car. Matthew got radio tapes.
Sure,
awesome.
Why not?
Awesome. I love that show so much. While Eli is gone, I will give you an update on the donation drive to keep Hijinks and Sue Podcast alive and well. We were looking for 300 subscribers by the end of the year. We are right now at 125. I'll tell you this. I think that 300 number is probably close to a pipe dream at this point, but oddly enough, because of the differing amounts of subscription levels, the number, the dollar amount, is getting close to where I hoped it would be anyway. So I'm extremely enthusiastic about how it's going. If we got to 150, maybe even 200, I would be thrilled. Please, if you care about the podcast, if you want to see it going every week, consider going to podcast.hijinksandsue.com, clicking on the donations button, signing up for a donation subscription. If you hate PayPal, then please email me, podcast@hijinksandsue.com, and you can pay for a year of a donation by check, and you can still get access to the vault where you get the post shows, bonus content. Let me let Eli buy. Go ahead, Eli. This way. This way is better.
No.
You will also get access to the uncut shows, which are typically usually an hour longer because it's all of the in-between segment stuff. Whoa, what the fuck?
I have to break in with some important news.
Jesus, go ahead. That sounded important.
I now know the color of juice.
Oh.
It's that color that when Hawaiian Punch goes bad.
That's kind of sours a little bit.
Yeah, that's what my pee looked like.
Does it darken as it sours?
Let me ask you this. Was your pee semi-solid? Or was it all liquid?
It was kind of like flump, 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 flump,
flump, flump. Yeah.
And then it was like flump, flump.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's all.
Yeah, that might have been...
Back to you, Joel.
That might have been some of your organs that you were peeing out just then. That might have been a lot of your kidneys, actually. So anyway, please sign up for the donations. Help out. and what not. What was the other thing we were going to tell? Oh, yeah. And if you want to give us a positive review on iTunes, I hear that helps. I don't know. I hope it does. So, Eli, this is our last call. Let's listen to it. My God, this one's long.
My God.
Again, when you call in to 203-6-FANCY-B, feel free to call in with any suggestions for topics, anything you've got for nerd judge to nerd judicate. We're happy to settle any nerd or geek disputes and take any suggestions for topics of discussion. Here's our last call.
Hi, this is Shaby, longtime supporter and subscriber. I just noticed something the other day while watching a Back to the Future marathon, and I figured maybe you guys would want to talk about it.
I always
when
do.
When they go into the future, it's 2015, which is only 5 years away, and if you really watch closely, there's an awful lot of similarities between today and their vision of the future, which was in 1987, I think. Like, they have flat-screen TVs and cell phones and computerized houses and stuff like that. And anyway, I was just wondering what you thought about that and if you thought maybe there would be even more advancements in the next 5 years that would further make that a reality. All right, bye.
So the thing that they don't show you in that movie is what their pornography is like. I would imagine that ours is already far superior to whatever they can imagine.
No. You know exactly what their pornography is like, okay? Because when Jaws was like flying out of the building,
it's like pixelated, gross.
Yeah, but it's like
vector polygon bullshit.
It's the beginnings of holodeck. Like, it's getting there. I see. Yeah, it's important to know.
It's all shark based porn though, so it's like.
But whatever.
Big 3D sharks come out and bite your dick off while you furiously go at it.
While you furiously bleed all over.
Well, you chug. No, you chug juice.
Chum, right? Go on.
Never mind. You know what's funny that she mentions Back to the Future marathons?
What?
Because having a fully fleshed out cable or satellite package, there's virtually not a weekend where the whole Back to the Future trilogy isn't playing.
What are you talking about? What channel?
We watched it maybe three times in the last month, the whole thing straight through.
What channel?
I don't care. I'm going through my guide and it's like, Back to the Future is all of them. Let's watch it.
I haven't seen it listed. I'm wondering.
Man, we've seen so much Back to the Future lately.
I think you've been drinking juice.
Nope. And the other thing about it that's detrimental is it continually forces me to re-examine the show. Like, have you noticed Biff in 2015, old Biff?
Yeah.
He leaves his 2015 and he goes to the 50s and he gives young Biff the book. Yet then he is somehow able to return to 2015 unaffected. But that act created an offshoot timeline where Biff becomes a millionaire. The timeline he returns to is not the 2015 of the Biff's a Millionaire 1985 timeline. Anyway, there's so many holes.
Where you get? Shut up. Just shut up.
Love that movie.
Don't make fun of it.
It's kind of like when you're watching Terminator Salvation, you realize, they're using Back to the Future tech or...
Time
idea?
Travel rules.
What?
Time travel rules. Yeah, and, they changed time travel rules.
And like
the Terminator has a flex capacitor.
Yes.
Well, and no, there's Terminator time travel rules, and there are Back to the Future time travel rules.
Wait, they're the same then, aren't they?
Let's break it down. In Terminator, you can. Let's see.
No. In Back to the Future,
hang on.
No. In Back to the Future.
In Back to the Future, every time you change the past,
if you kill Sarah Connor. Your picture, the picture of you at your high school reunion or whatever, your hand
fades
your,
away.
And the Terminator plays a wicked guitar solo.
Right.
And
a black dude steals it.
Yeah. Hang on. That means that's a causality loop. Because how could Marty know Johnny B. Goode when he's the one that taught it over the phone to Chuck Berry?
Shut up.
Causality loop.
Shut up.
Universe explodes.
Shut up.
Paradox.
I need your hoverboards and your lime green sunglasses and your inside out pants.
Okay.
And your auto lacing Nikes.
Oh, okay, now, Nike's making those now.
I know. They also, last week, auctioned off the original pair of auto lacing Nikes. They auctioned off that, the jacket, and a bunch of other stuff. But both the jacket and the shoes have a bunch of cables hanging off of them connected to servos so that they could actually do all the stuff they were supposed to do.
Yeah, sure.
It's kind of cool. I would have to cut all that off so I could wear the shoes, though.
And that would never fit you.
No, they would auto-lace. They fit everybody.
That's not how it works.
What are you talking? They dry when they get wet.
Yeah, I know. That's
the,
also
not
how it works.
The funny thing was when they showed the close-up pictures of those shoes is, you know how when they make stuff like...
In China?
When they make clothing or props for movies, they're typically, they look really shitty up close, you know?
Sure.
Clothing, unless it's like a Lord of the Rings costume or whatever, is the same way. Those shoes, they look like shit up close. Thank you.
Stop it.
Sorry, you said Lord of the Rings.
They look hand sewn. They look terrible. And they're all like the insole. There's no proper inside to them. You know, it's just like bare fabric. It's, I don't know. Anyway, still want them. Still want to wear them.
Oh, bare fabric.
Wish I was wearing them right now. What was the question? Oh.
Future stuff.
She mentioned the flat screen TVs. Did I tell you about this already? How they did that?
No.
Okay, so there was no way to do anything, you know, flat screen.
In 87?
Yeah.
Probably not.
So what they did is they cut a hole in the wall, hung the picture frame with the screen on it, which was the TV, and then put a movie projector outside the wall, projecting the, you know, 16 channels on it or whatever. And then when young Marty walks up and moves it, there's a guy outside the house rotating the projector to make it, like, move the same way.
Wow, if they made a remake of that, it'd be, like, shaking extremely violently.
Actually, if they made a remake now, they could just use a flat-screen TV, and it would be super easy.
I guess so.
Yeah. There was a guy in 7th grade that convinced me the hoverboard in that movie was real, and the government just didn't
everybody
want us to have
did.
It.
Everybody.
That might as well be a Mythbusters.
No shit.
Real. One of the greatest myths of all time. Hoverboard. No, totally exists.
Well, they did. They did make hoverboards on an episode. Remember, Adams was like four leaf blowers through a piece of wood.
Well, but that was just like mini hovercraft sort of thing.
Still pretty cool.
No, it was cool.
The other thing that was really interesting is they recently released a bunch of production imagery from Back to the Future 2, and the kitchen scene is a lot more detailed. Like, there's a beer, like a Miller Lite bottle that is collapsible, and it's supposed to be that you're buying dehydrated beer and then filling it full of water or something when you get home. And they have a cooking robot over their stove with like arms that come down and have pots and pans in them and stuff. But you don't notice any of that stuff in the movie.
It's just all there in the background.
Yeah. Oh, and because they had to invent scene compositing for one actor to play three people in one scene, everything in the kitchen is glued down.
Right. You're welcome, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, with a hot glue.
Stole it from a white guy.
Okay, so before I can no longer speak, because I'm losing my voice, I think we are done. Where are we in time? Yeah, we're done. Do you guys hear anything else?
Nope.
Do you want to wish anyone a happy Thanksgiving? No.
Jesus?
Eat some turkey?
Jesus is the reason for this season, for Cunts. Thanksgiving.
Because he fought off the dinosaurs from the East Coast.
We slaughtered the first turkey.
When the dinosaurs were attacking the East Coast in the original Thanksgiving landing.
First World War.
We celebrate. Amen.
We didn't land on the crucifix. The crucifix landed on us.
Correct.
What?
Eli, you...
Thank you, Jesus!
You had tweeted something about the Pope thinking that condoms were okay sometimes.
Yeah, it was on CNN.
When is it okay?
I'm,
like when you're not having sex, look, is it cool to wear a condom?
He said it, not me.
Right.
So, like, just walking around, it's cool to have a Jimmy hat on.
It's like a snuggie for your cock.
I see.
Right. Yeah.
Just in case you fall on a vagina.
By accident.
By accident.
So.
Oops. I
don't know. I didn't read
that. That applies more to Josh than it does to
me. I'm pretty sure he said that it was okay for male prostitutes to use them. Seriously.
Yeah. Because
he is making laws to further his own ends.
Right.
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
And then he's going to blast into space.
He's
later, bitches.
Space Pope?
He's just going to fly into space and rule.
He's going to finger blast space?
He will rule space.
As the Space Pope.
Right.
No, they have that on Futurama. We can't take credit for that. All right, we're out of here.